Despite the efforts to limit bilingualism in classrooms, more and more American parents are raising their children to speak two or more languages. And as the world's Patrick Cox reports, there's a fast-growing industry of nannies, preschools, and books to support them.
Carrie and Anne Colley live in a suburb of Phoenix with their one-year-old twins. Carrie is American and French. They plan to raise their kids bilingually, speaking both English and French. But Carrie Colley says it may actually be more important for his twins to speak Chinese.
I think we all know what's happening in the world.
He got the idea from financial investor and commentator Jim Rogers.
And he had a young girl, and he decided to hire a Chinese nanny and make sure that his daughter grew up fluent in Chinese. That put the seed in my mind.
The Colleys can't afford to hire a Chinese nanny. There's a big run on them in Phoenix and in many other cities, and that's pushed the price up. But the Colleys are considering sending their twins to a local preschool that has just begun a Chinese immersion program.
Mama, Baba. Mama is mother. Baba is father.
The school started the program because that's what parents were asking for, says Chinese director Amy Wong.
They want to be more competitive in the job market in the future. They want their children to be more competitive.
New preschool programs are one indication that more parents are trying to raise their children bilingually. Another is the rise of foreign language children's books. Annika Forzani runs a children's book distribution company called Language Lizard. The book's texts are all dual language, in English and one of 30 other languages. Forzani says sales are up for Chinese and Spanish books for sure, but she's also selling more books in other seemingly less popular languages.
Tagalog, Vietnamese, Hindi, Gujarati, Urdu. In some cases, you can trace that to some increases in immigration, but also we've seen a lot of growth as people have come to recognize that there's availability in those languages.
In other words, people who speak those languages have discovered that these books exist, and they're introducing them to their American-born children. A couple of decades ago, that wouldn't have been possible. Dual language books weren't widely available, except for a few in Spanish. Language Lizard Books has been around for 3 years. It also sells audiobooks, which Annika Forzani tests out on her kids.
I like to read the story to the kids in English, then perhaps in another language that I can read, like Japanese, and then I'll let them listen to snippets of it in a language like Bengali.
Thamo Goldilocks! অত তাড়াহুড়ো করো না কি বিপদ কিসে হয় তা তুমি জানো না
ওর ফার্সি
গোল্ডিলক্স یک قاشق پر از کاسه بزرگ برداشت آه فریاد کشید خیلی خیلی داغ بود
just to see the reactions that's a language somebody actually can speak.
For a long time, parents worried that making their kids learn two languages would impair their English skills. But recent studies have provided some welcome encouragement. Researchers have found evidence that bilingual children develop more sophisticated executive function. That's the brain's ability to plan and think abstractly. Here's a typical test. Three-year-old bilinguals and monolinguals are given a series of differently shaped and colored chips. First, they're asked to sort the chips by color. They do that equally well. But when the children are then asked to sort the chips by shape, the bilingual kids do it faster, says Barbara Zura Pearson, author of Raising a Bilingual Child.
It takes longer for the monolinguals to be able to do that. Bilinguals can switch to the new thing because their executive function is better. Their executive function can say, okay, this is what I have to do now. I have to let this go forward. So I can plan how to do this better.
Parents wondering whether to raise their children bilingually received more good news last year. A well-publicized study found that people who speak more than one language may keep the brain sharper later in life and stave off dementia for up to 4 years.
Eric.
This is the Salais household in Tucson, Arizona. Leticia Salais has two children. Her 7-year-old understands pretty much only English. But Salais recently decided to raise her 2-year-old in both English and Spanish. She doesn't want the kid rejecting Spanish as she once did.
I grew up very poor, and to separate myself from that, I had to separate myself from the language as well.
Salais did that by speaking only English with her friends. No one would use Spanish.
It was just, I was very embarrassed about it. But as I grew up, I realized it was a mistake. You know, I had this gift of being bilingual, and I should pass it on. So that's what I'm trying to do now.
Salais is lucky. Spanish is already a part of her family. She doesn't have to hire a foreign nanny or send her kids to a language immersion school, as some parents do. But her hopes are similar to those parents. All of them are looking to give their children a leg up in globalized, multilingual America. For The World, I'm Patrick Cox, Tucson, Arizona.
You can hear more language-related stories and interviews in our weekly podcast, The World in Words. And you can find that at theworld.org/language.